And on this rather chilly Thursday, we say good morning to Anetsi. Good morning, Anetsi. Welcome on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Anetsi, today we're going to do it a little bit differently. We've got a scenario that I want to put forward to you. And it's basically one which I think affects a lot of people. And I know in the last couple of weeks, you yourself have been traveling to and fro, early morning flights to Joburg, probably late nights in hotels, hotel suppers, hotel breakfasts, eating sort of weird snacks in the middle of the day, not having your usual routines. Apart from that, maybe working hard, long hours, maybe let's say truck drivers, people working shifts. All of that disrupts your ability possibly even to have regular routine meals, good meals at the right times and the right types of food. How do you mitigate that? If it's a temporary situation, once you get back into your normal home routine, you know, what should you do to mitigate it? Or if it's just part of your life, how do you work around it and make sure that it actually doesn't affect your health?
I think if we think about somebody that works long hours, maybe let's start with somebody that's maybe a shift worker, for instance, and especially many times, and even truck drivers, quite important. Say, for instance, you work at night, number one, that is quite difficult. I think a starting point, if this is your lifestyle, is maybe to first actually consult somebody with correct guidelines, so get the basis right. And then I always think, like, if you think of maybe a normal day at home, so what would a normal family life be? A normal family life would be maybe you eat breakfast at 6:30 in the morning, for instance. You pack something that you are going to eat at the office for lunch. You maybe pack two fruits, and tonight you sort of have dinner time, say between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then you would go to bed maybe 9, 10, and wake up tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. So that's more or less the average day. I think the secret is almost to try, and even though your daily schedule changes, is to try and keep that base in mind, because that's sort of what you are used to, say, in your normal family environment. So I would always say, for instance, you had to wake up early to catch a flight or to drive somewhere, you think of what you would have done throughout the day. And I think this planning is then very important, as if this is your lifestyle. If you have the ability to pack something for maybe you have a road trip somewhere that you have to go, try and plan the meal, maybe eat your breakfast, pack a lunch, pack some fruit, so that you are not forced to actually stop, for instance, at a fuel station and buy something at a shop. Because unfortunately, we don't really have good options at those places. And then try to, then when you are back home, sort of eat your dinner again. Healthy snacks, quite important, packed fruit. If you have to buy something, I see that these days you can at least buy something like biltong, boiled egg, and then so even put like some cheese, and it's processed meat, but sort of at some of the fuel stations you get these little packs with two boiled eggs. So educate yourself on what type of snack to buy if you have to, and then also pack rather than buying at a fuel station. So that's sort of a day. And I think if you are a shift worker that does night shift, many times people ask me about this, and obviously this becomes a little bit more challenging because you are awake when your family sleeps and you sleep when your family is awake. Yes. So I always advise a person like that, if your family, for instance, have dinner at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, but you are at work, whoever is responsible for cooking that dinner, maybe have it in time so that you can actually pack that dinner and have the dinner at your first break if you are a night shift worker. So then you would have your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And almost think of the night as you could then maybe have, for instance, two snacks during the middle of the night and try to have breakfast again when you come home and maybe sort of lunch after you've woken up. Because if you do it that way, it's a little bit the other way around, but at least you still have breakfast, lunch and supper with two snacks. It's just the timing that will differ from your family, but you can still tap in on food that are at home.
Yes,
so if
yes.
there was lunch made, you would obviously then have some of that lunch when you wake up, maybe in the middle of the afternoon, so that you can then at least wait till 9, 10 o'clock, if that is the time which you have your break, for instance, if you are a night shift worker. So it sounds very complicated, but unfortunately, we have to sort of implement that discipline if we want to, especially if weight is an issue. We have to sort of try and just get into that rhythm if you are working at night.
Because I mean, what you said there makes sense. The only thing that really, if you are able, and you know, sometimes depending on what the nature of the job, of course, is, but if you are able to get into that kind of routine, the only thing that's really changing around is the time that you're sleeping. But your meal times are reasonably relatively still in the same places. The right meals at more or less the right times.
Yes, so you would utilize your snacks during the day actually as snacks at night, so that you can still have lunch and supper, breakfast and supper sort of at more or less the time
times.
That the rest of, the correct times. And
Then
if we talk about traveling, so I'm thinking, if you are a person that maybe fly during the night quite often, this also becomes quite challenging. But I think, again, the same thing. Try to remember what you would have done at home, what time you would have had breakfast, when would you had lunch and when would you had supper. And try and utilize, generally, if you fly during the night, you would board a plane at 7 o'clock and they would serve dinner 9, 10 o'clock. But then they'll wake you up at 4 o'clock, for instance, for breakfast, which is a little bit. But then maybe some of those things you can pack as a snack and then maybe have it when you get off the plane. And also if that's, whenever you travel like that, if you have layovers, try and actually walk around during your layovers instead of sitting, because that will also help you with activity and steps in terms of sort of in calorie. You know how you would burn your calories for the day, seeing that you will sit the majority of the time. I think it's very important then to walk when you have layovers at different types of airports. And that way you can try and compensate for a quite difficult and challenging situation. But I think it boils down to being creative and also stick to the good stuff that you know. I think if you know grilled options are better than fried options, always sort of look for that grilled option. Somewhere along the line, there might be fruits and there might be vegetables. Try and stick to the good stuff that you do know. Even if you are at an airport or at a fuels shop, I think low fat, high fiber, try and look for that. It's not always easy, but luckily for us, if you think about a fuel station, there's always something like fresh fruit and maybe some biltong, even yogurt, cheese options. So go for that instead of where we would go for the chip or the...
Yeah, like a packet of crisps or something that's very tempting.
Yes. So I think that's really what we have to do. So if your if you have a good understanding about good nutrition, generally you can actually choose for yourself, and even the most difficult situation, you can actually manage. And I think then the important thing through all of this is drink a lot of water, because sometimes traveling, working long hours, not sleeping enough takes a big toll on the body. So rehydrate properly with like herbal teas or water, even maybe like decaffeinated coffee or something like that. But fluid becomes very important. And I think then when we get back home, very important to then definitely just go back to eating clean, light meals. So focus on fresh fruit, boil some vegetables, maybe things like fish or chicken, even eggs, a good option, and brown rice, whole grain sort of breads, and try to then make homemade meals instead of buying food which is maybe fried or processed and high in salt and fats. So then just go back to basics and prepare your own food, and also remember things like your legumes, baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, lots of fiber, protein, good things for us that we can, and it's winter time now, so maybe make a good old homemade soup, and and then definitely focus on getting enough sleep. So if you have been sleep deprived, try to get your 8-9 hours of sleep a night, that so that you can allow your body to recover. And then also very important, even though you are tired, get back into being active, even if it's just going for brisk walks, or you don't necessarily have to run or go to the gym, but just get outside and get moving, so that your body can recover in its own good time.
Right. And basically try and get back into a routine as quickly as possible. Of course, if this isn't the norm, you know, maybe it's been a couple of weeks of hecticness, maybe traveling and late nights and long days, and then it comes back to normal. Or if it's, from what I've gleaned, Unetsi, is that if you're a regular, let's say, shift worker, you probably would be able to get into a very healthy routine that that includes proper sleep as well as meals with a little bit of creativity.
Yes, and but obviously for people, it will takes a lot of discipline. Even if you are a shift worker, and I even think if you travel a lot, very easily, I think in your mind, you can sort of feel sorry for yourself about the situation. And then you feel, I'll just eat whatever is in front of me. And this is the situation. I just have to work with it. But actually, to change your mindset, and to think what do I really want to achieve? What do I want to be? What do I want to weigh? And what am I doing at home? And just asking you those questions, and just stick to what you would have normally done if you were at home. And this is way easier said than done, because obviously there's not always the options. But within what you have, try to make the best choices. And I think wherever you go, try to be active and still sleep if you can, because that's sort of the secret, even in the most difficult situations, being a little bit active sort of relieve the stress. And if you have the luxury of being able to sleep enough, try and do it so that you, that out of order type of scenario of traveling, working long hours, this excludes obviously maybe shift workers, which is that's your lifestyle. But if there's erratic moments, try to just go back to basics and remember that, because I always think that makes a difficult, stressful situation so much easier for you to cope with work stress if you remember what you do at home, because it's a little bit of something that gives you comfort and familiarity, which in some weird way gives you a sense of security. So I think that's something that you have to remember, and just try and do it, even though the people around you might not do it. Just remember what your goal is, and try to stick to that.
Well, I would think the goal would be to try and the goal would be to try and stay alive as long as possible. But you know, I was having a quiet chuckle to myself when you mentioned, you know, that even when you're traveling, try and stay active. And I thought, well, that probably excludes doing laps up and down the aisles of the aeroplane that you're flying to London on. But I think that could annoy fellow passengers, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. But that's when you have to utilize the airport in layovers to walk around
to walk
and get
around
your steps in.
And probably stay off the travelator and maybe walk next to it or something to that effect.
Yeah, and take stairs most of the time. If at least these big airports, majority of them's got stairs. So when you can, take the stairs instead of, or even if it's those walking bands, but walk on them.
Yeah, don't just stand on them.
No, don't just stand on them.
And there as well, you know, the temptations, as you mentioned, you know, let's grab a packet of chips instead of maybe a fruit or a yogurt or something like that, which is definitely much healthier.
Yes, so I think really discipline is a very important aspect if your lifestyle is like that. But it's definitely not impossible. And if you run out of ideas, it's always a good idea maybe to ask somebody to streamline something for you that works for you and your lifestyle to help you along, because it also gives you a sense of security that what you are doing, you are on the right track.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes you get anxious because you don't know whether what you are choosing or doing is the right thing. So maybe if you know what to do and it's scientific, it takes a lot of stress also out of the situation.
Indeed. And sometimes just a little bit of professional help is what you need. And on that score, if somebody does need professional help, how can they get in touch with you? Because you'd be able to put a program together and say, look, you know, follow these guidelines. It should make matters a lot better.
Yes, and more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very, very much. Have a good week and stay healthy and stay nutritioned. And we'll chat again next week, Thursday.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Unetsi with today's Nutrition Chat.